and ATN Mobile.
Good morning, Australia Delta Golf.
Good morning, Mr. Jim. And ATN Mobile. Just got done with the second shift for yesterday. How you doing?
Well, that's kind of unusual. What brings you out? Is the working the second shift, or I didn't realize you did do 24-hour coverage.
Yeah, we're trying to slam in a bunch of upgrades before next week, so. Last week I did it about three times, and I've got four nights this week to do that, too, so. But tonight went pretty good. No hiccups at all. Things went pretty much exactly as I planned. And got further along than I thought, too. So if I'm lucky, I won't even have to do the fourth night. We'll see how much I get done tomorrow. So, but it's the nature of IT. When you need to break stuff, you do it at night. So there you go.
Yeah, I was wondering when Hegarty Worldwide Operations would actually slow down, but you never know.
Yeah, well, this is not the data center either. This, nothing that I'm doing is impacting our distributed presence, but we've just got a lot of people on site now, and it ramps up here in the beginning of March, so we're making sure we're ready and doing a ton of upgrades for it, so. Yeah, we did have a disruption the other day, though. It was CloudFront again. A lot of our stuff is hosted there, and CloudFront Edge had a disruption and took out a couple of our services, but we're working on being able to migrate those to other providers variably. So, always making things better.
Yeah, usually when CloudFront or AWS has a hiccup, you usually end up hearing about it on the news. That's dangerous when they have troubles.
Yep, they got big and a lot of stuff is there. A lot of core services, too. So, like, I think the last time CloudFront had issues, like, Facebook was at less than half capacity, and half of Akamai's CDN was not able to deliver because of load balancing or something, so always something fun. Well, thanks for making my drive home real quick. I'm just around the corner from home, and I'm going to hit the hay, and I won't have any trouble getting to sleep tonight.
Yeah, but I'm sure it's about 3 hours when the kids' chair starts waking up. That's going to be a short night.
Yeah, it can be. My wife's been really nice lately in trying to let me sleep when I do this and kind of doing the morning routine, which is usually my task. She's usually working pretty late at night and then trying to catch up on sleep in the morning, and I usually take the morning shift, but She's being really nice, and we're kind of flip-flopping right now, so. Tomorrow night may be the exception, so we'll see. If I could just get them to go for a day without pretending everything's an emergency and give me a late morning, that'd be cool. But we'll see. All right, sir, have a good one. Hope you can find some shut-eye, too, or hope you're at least doing something fun. ACADG and ACN Mobile.
All right, hey, 7-3s. Yeah, usually I'm up around 3:30. I don't know why I got up early today. Anyhow, 7-3s, enjoy the rest of your week. ACADG, 7-3s.
ACADG. Studio at MCT Mobile, 7-3-4.
Good morning. How is your trip going so far?
Just getting down the road, so just getting started here. It'll be a short one, just from, basically, just down the road. So far, so good.
Glad to hear it. I'm kind of the same. I'm on my way to work, and it's a fairly short drive, thankfully, so I just thought I'd give a shout-out, see if anybody's awake this morning.
Hey, firm. I'd run the call by me once more. Name is Chris, KD8MTT.
Name here is Chris also. It's Kilo... I'm sorry, K-E-8-Z-A-T, Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Alpha Tango.
Well, this is also named Chris. I don't think we've spoken before. I'm pretty close to Cherry Land Grocery, and I haven't heard you before, so I've not seen you. At least not that I remember.
Yeah, I don't recall coming across your call sign or actually talking with anybody with my same name before. So, yeah, I think this is a new one. And I'm up just north of Petoskey, actually.
Okay, well, that's why, because we're linked up now. This repeater is now, I don't really know the status, but I think it's linked up maybe off now with some additional, and, well, that's kind of a nice option. I go to Petoskey periodically. I have some family up there.
Yep, I believe there's at least two other repeaters that are linked with this one, a CCE that's out of Petoskey, and then one that's up in, actually in the old Coast Guard Cutter Mackinac, the museum ship.
Well, I assume they linked them. The reception in its home area and transmit got, well, at least reception, because I get lower, you know, you're coming in quite as clear, but workable. I know that changed. So are those connected, like, to the internet?
I am not 100% sure on that. Don't think this is gospel, but something runs in my mind that I had read that they were microwave linked, but I am, there again, I am not sure. Probably not, I'm doubtful enough, I probably shouldn't even have said that.
Well, I love that idea if it was true. It always scares me when we try to use e-com repeaters with the internet, because it's so, I don't think it's hard enough for it, but that would be awesome. But, yeah, and I've been to the Coast Guard Cutter Mackinac, too. That's kind of a neat museum ship. I didn't realize that they had a repeater in it, but that's, you know, it is one of the, it makes it a lot easier to do these linkings.
I agree wholeheartedly with the hardiness of the infrastructure. I don't know if you want to call it a purist or not, but I've not delved much into digital modes or anything like that, just because I think the infrastructure for e-com stuff gets to be a little bit cumbersome at times and unreliable.
Yeah, one, I'm old, so there's that, and two, I'm a paramedic firefighter. That's what I do for a job, and it's just hard for me to rely on. Even a digital system requires an additional layer of technology that can fail. Now, granted, that's gotten pretty reliable, but I think that's the link. Because the other thing that they can do with the internet, it's not that super easy to actually shut it down, but they can slow it down to the point where it really doesn't work. At least they used to be able to do that so easily, they being some type of nasty group trying to mess us up, that it could make things really complicated. And it's like, well, hams are supposed to be able to communicate in the bad times.
Yeah, I agree wholeheartedly. I'm even, with myself and my little group up here, I'm even a little bit reluctant at times to rely on repeaters, just because that's somebody else's infrastructure that I'm relying on in an emergency. I'd like to be able to just have the simplex point-to-point communication.
100% tower to tower, and I even have a packet station for that reason. It's you know, they function as digipeaters, but, you know, you're functioning to regular guy 99% of the time, and a KPC 3 plus, mine has been running flawlessly for 10 years, you know. have a great day. Nice to make your acquaintance. And I hope to talk to you again. K-8-V-A-E 73.
K-8-V-A-E, I think it's, I know it's not V-A-P, but I'm V-A-P because it's another, it's a ham up here. My name is Chris. My name also Chris 73. Have a good day, K-8-M-T-T.
Good morning, Mr. Chris. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf.
Good morning, Jimmy. How you doing, buddy? It's been a while. Yeah, this, you know, my signal strength indicator is not as nice as it used to be on the 3-4, but I admit the audio is pretty darn good. Good morning.
Yeah, hey, great. Yeah, you've got a little mobile flutter, but just wanted to touch base with you and say I enjoyed the pictures that you sent.
Yeah, everybody seems to like that. That was kind of fun. It really wasn't very complicated, and it's a neat system. It's sort of, you know, so many people buy those stupid little jackery solar generators. They're very, very poor components and not really a good deal and won't really do anything in reality anyway. And that can function as a whole house UPS or an off-grid standalone system or even a grid tie system, you know, which is kind of neat. And it's got everything built in and it goes in two separate pieces and rolls easily on the floor. And it's not super little and it's not super light, but it's not like a refrigerator either.
Yes, I particularly like the dolly system that you had created. That looked useful.
Confirm. Yeah, that battery comes with wheels on it just like that. So I just sort of thought, okay, if I was going to make this system together, how would I do that? So I made sort of a little roller trolley, as we're calling it, to sort of mate with that, and then use, you know, those big Anderson connectors so you disconnect it and move it and of course you could use the battery source you wanted as well. You're not limited to just that. But that inverter, it's like, it's a real inverter, pure sine wave, you know, really 4,000 watts of its duty. And that will run a basic house. You can run a 240 well simultaneously with a refrigerator and a deep freeze and a couple other little things. You know, you can run an electric stove or huge air conditioner and 19 other things all at the same time, but damn, it would get you through. And that's the other thing. Sometimes they make these systems that don't seem to, like, they're not sized right. They're like, maybe you have a big inverter, but you don't have any way of, you know, the battery is not big, and, you know, and it's like, well, how are you going to keep the power to that? You know, it's interesting. At least this one is kind of sized right, I think, anyway.
Well, I congratulated you on the inverter in particular because it would handle my whole house. Split phase, 120/240 split phase, and it would do both. You didn't have to dedicate two inverters to handle it. So that's kind of unique and looked great. So congratulations. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. I'll let you drive in peace.
Okay, 73 Jim, KD8MTT, nice talking to you.
KD9NN mobile monitoring.
Good morning, KF8ENF, Harbor Springs.
Hi, good morning. How's everything in Harbor Springs?
Sunny, bright, and cold, but I'm hoping to get out at lunchtime today and get a little bit of that sunshine on my face. It's sorely needed.
Glad to hear sunshine. Yeah, we've got some breaks in the clouds, so hopefully we'll get some sunshine too and get some warmer temperatures. We've got some snow and ice on our metal roof that we're hoping will slide off during the day today.
Yeah, not sure if I lost you or if you lost me. KF8ENF.
Roger, yeah, it was a quiet one. I don't know, maybe we might have dropped out of the repeater. We were driving down our driveway and we get into a little low there.
Yeah, you're still quite broken. Not reading you maybe every other word.
Well, okay, we'll catch up to you a little bit later. Thanks for the ride along, AB9 and then the mobile.
KF8 ENF.
KF8 ENF from KB8FK, you there, Bentley?
KF8 ENF, yeah, is that you, Scott?
Yeah, it is, Bentley. I just wanted to say sorry for crashing into your GISO last night. Hope I didn't disrupt anything too much.
No worries, not at all. That was my buddy Chris, who lives up by Brutus. He and I are just getting our feet wet in a lot of this stuff and delving into some spaces that are a little bit ambiguous. So any help we can get from an Elmer out there like you is much appreciated any time. So, no worries. And it's been a while since we talked, so I appreciated that you broke in and we got to reconnect.
Sure, no problem. Glad to help. And, I've been using DMR now for, I don't know if it's been 10 years or 8 years or whatever, so I think my hotspot was so old I finally had to upgrade it because I couldn't get it to work on YSF. So, anyway, good that you guys are getting your feet further wet into it. And, if you've got any questions, let me know.
Yeah, thanks. I appreciate that. I just got my hotspot up and running yesterday. I built it last fall and was able to get into the Brandmeister network on it, but I couldn't get into the TGIF network on it. Which is what this linked repeater system works off of, and Drake, N8DMH, who's kind of the technical guy behind this whole linked system, he was kind enough to help me out yesterday, and now I'm in. And then I also got last night my ICOM 5100 able to access that same hotspot with VSTAR, so I've been playing around with that a little bit too. It's all pretty cool stuff.
Yeah, that's the fun of learning it all, and the hat that you got on it, then is it an MMDVM hat, or I had an old DV Mega, and Drake told me that the bandwidth on it was too wide to use on YSF, so I ended up getting a new hat for it, and made a big difference. Not that familiar with D-Star. But I'm glad you got it going. So I hate to cut it short, but I got to run out and take care of some stuff. So I'm glad everything's going well, and talk to you later. KF8ENF from KB8FK73.
Yeah, thanks, Scott. Great catching you again. Look forward to the next time that we can reconnect. KF8ENF. KF8ENF.
KB7OLD monitoring.
KF8WW, KF8 Fox Drive Uniform Whiskey, Alex Young, KF8WW Mobile. KF8WW clear.
KF8ENF. KF8ENF. KF8ENF.